Welcome back to Drive with Joel and Fletch. You can have your say on the open line, 1300 01 1170, or text us 0457 736 736. But it is time for this, Fletchy boy, our celebrity fix with our girl Ellie Wicks. It is the end of the road for some.
I think it's going to be end of the road for a lot of people.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Ellie, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you? That is a great segue, that song, because we're going to talk math straight up, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe we're coming to the end of the road for this great journey we've been on, Ellie.
I know. We really are nearing the end now, season 8 of math. This has been a pretty explosive season, I reckon. And last night was really no different when the three final couples renewed their vows, or for their final goodbyes. But I just can't believe that Beth decided to stay with Jake.
Oh, no.
Did he watch? She's never been into him from the get-go, not once. I don't even think she likes him, let alone love the guy. I honestly don't think she even likes him at all. So I could not believe that last night. That, to me, just did not seem true.
You know what it smacks of?
Mm.
Influencer.
Yep.
She wants to become an influencer. She's going to move to Byron.
Yep.
She's going to have a big straw hat and a free-flowing maxi dress, and she'll be the next influencer. You watch.
Ellie,
I'd
cash in every single thing that I have that they will not end up together. That Beck's just playing the game. There's no chance in the world she ends up with Jakey boy.
No, and I think what I'm surprised about, though, I think Jake ends up cheating. I think we might find out a few of those rumours tonight in the first part of the reunion finale. So I think we might see that. But now that you say she could be an influencer in Byron, well, we're getting that new Netflix series. Did you hear about that? Byron Bays? They haven't cast for it yet, but it's an Aussie, they want Aussie influencers specifically from Byron Bay.
Yep, she's in. She'll go straight in. You watch.
Really?
I can see this. She's from Melbourne, but she'll... Everyone's from Melbourne, the guest.
Perth, she's from Perth.
No,
she?
I think she's from Perth.
Perth, yeah, so she's a WA.
So she'll have to go to the
west side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and then Liam and Georgia, well, they're done at least.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was brilliant.
That was some great television, though. He just cracked it, didn't he? Yeah. He could not take it. He said he was in love with her. And then he said, yeah, I know I said all that, but no, not after hearing that. It was amazing.
That was brilliant because he did the wrong thing. And then you had the thing that Georgia catches up with her mum and that she's going to spear him. Mm. It starts to play out like that when she's addressing Liam at the altar, right? And then all of a sudden, she comes back the other way and says, no, I'm going to forgive you, give you my last chance. And he goes, whack, no, unsubscribe.
Brilliant. But, of course, the world's most awkward couple, they're staying together. They both couldn't get anyone else, so, of course, they're going to stay together. I just couldn't believe that. I can't really watch those two. I've sort of got to get up and walk around. By then I'm cooking dinner or something because the cringe factor is just too high with those two. I can't. I really can't.
Ellie, I'm with you, and I'm sort of glad it's finishing up because tonight's the reunion.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming back, isn't it?
It's tonight the reunion.
I think so. Everyone's coming back tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, so it comes in two parts. So it begins with the final dinner party tonight. That's where everyone's coming back. That's where it's alleged that Jake's been cheating on Beck, that he has a new girlfriend.
Yes.
We'll hear more about the brutal breakup with Georgia and Liam. We'll see if Jason and Alana are still together. Bit of a spoiler alert on that. It seems maybe not.
Dating
a maths contestant. Well, do you remember a maths contestant, Tamara Joy, from the last season?
Mm.
He's supposedly dating her now. But the couple that are apparently still together is Bryce and Melissa. So we'll see a bit of that tonight if they come to the dinner party. But everyone will definitely come to the final, the commitment ceremony on Sunday night, and that's when it's really all over.
Mm. What else is making news, Ellie? What's our celebrity fix with the great Ellie Wicks?
Well, we're going to need some new shows, I think, once maths comes to an end on Sunday night. And I think that a show that you guys might like, might be able to relate to, I would say, is Jamie Foxx's new Netflix series called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. You guys might have a few stories that your kids think you might be embarrassed by. But
every day.
Jamie Foxx has to Jamie Foxx has to figure out fatherhood on the fly as his teenage daughter moves in with him. Also, the final season of the hit series Younger drops on Stan tomorrow. I can't wait for that. That's huge. I've been waiting for that for quite a long time. And a new HBO series that will be released on Binge this Monday. It's called Mayor of Easttown. It stars Kate Winslet. She's the main character. It's a crime drama. And this has huge, huge buzz around it. This is quite big. It's really predicted to be quite a big one. Here's a little taste of what you can expect.
So, Mayor, what do you do?
I'm a detective. The Easttown Police Department received a call reporting dead body in Creedham Creek.
I'm so sorry, Kenny.
I'm going to start digging through your life, and I'm going to find out everything.
The ground is just falling out beneath you.
Doing something great is overrated. And people expect that from me. All the time.
Oh, great stuff, Ellie. Yep. Do you reckon it'll fly?
So a lot of these binge HBO sort of series do really, really well. I love Kate Winslet. We don't often see her in series. You know, we're used to seeing her in big blockbuster movies, but now all these huge actors are doing all these series that we can stream now. So this one looks really good. Something different. You know, if you want something different from your usual reality series and you want to sort of really dig deep into something and get sucked into a really good crime drama, I think this will be for you. But if you still want reality, though, there's plenty coming up. Big Brother starts on Seven in a few weeks. MasterChef as well. And today, this might not be for you. It might be for your wives. I cannot wait for this. The Real Housewives of Melbourne launched today. It is coming back to our screens.
Same cast.
Very soon.
Same cast, Ellie?
No, a really different cast. There's a few of the originals. Janet Roach is still in it. Gamble's still in it. Gina Liano, which was the main one, like everyone knew Gina Liano, she decided to leave last minute. Jackie Gillies is still going to meet it. She's the psychic one that dates, that Ben. Is married to Ben from, yeah, that's yep. it. From what is it from?
Silverchair.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
He's the bass player.
So she's coming back, but heaps of new women that I think that'll really spice things up. I think we need a Real Housewives of Melbourne back on our screens. I love it.
Hey, Ellie, we had an idea from a listener yesterday. They said, let's have a Big Brother where you go in as couples and they're taken one at a time. Oh. That would set the cat amongst the pigeons, wouldn't it?
Like one of the couple out at a time?
You put them all in together. And then over time, you take one of the couples out. They'd be growled.
Oh, God. That could get very, very messy.
Hey, Ellie, my spies tell me that you were up Sydney Way at Randwick Races. My spies were telling me you were enjoying yourself, actually. Really enjoying yourself.
I really was enjoying myself a little bit too much. Just a bit too much champagne over the weekend. It's really hard at the races. You sort of just kick back, you relax. I didn't win any money. That was... really, really hard. But anyway, whatever. Win some, you lose some. It was a great day.
Was Megan Gale spotted out there? She's generally around the racetracks.
Yeah, well, did not see her. But if you have ever wanted to holiday a little bit like model Megan Gale, well, now you can, because a few months back, Megan and her partner, Sean Hansen, purchased a little house in Dalesford. And that's like the spa capital, really, of Victoria. It's located about an hour and a half out of Melbourne, northwest of Melbourne. It's a really, really popular spot, and Megan Gale's place is now officially on Airbnb, and it's very cool. It's quite quaint, really nice. It's called Dollywood, so you can look it up. And this is now on Airbnb, but it will set you back about $880 a night for this little escape. But considering we might not be able to travel, get overseas now until 2024, I think that was the latest in the news yesterday. I have a feeling maybe this home away from home will be booked out quick smart.
Hey, I was going to say Megan. Ellie, Megan Gale, who's the bloke?
Call me Megan happily.
Who's the new bloke?
Sean Hampton. So she remember years ago she dated Andy Lee?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I thought that was still the go.
No, it's an AFL player, isn't it?
Oh, God, no. And then, yes, what's quite funny about this is Andy Lee really got her into AFL, and this Sean Hampton guy was playing for Carlton, who was Andy Lee's team. Oh. And then she really started going for that. And then he actually moved to Richmond. So he's an old Richmond player. But he retired, I think, probably 2 years ago. But he's more known now for being on Survivor. He was on Survivor All-Stars in the season before,
gotcha.
I believe.
Yep. What about this, Ellie? I've just Googled this. So this is how good I'm going. Partner to Sean Hampton since 2011. So they've been together for 10 years, and I'm just learning it now.
Yeah, they've got two kids. 13-year age gap, I think. She's 13 years older than him.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Hey,
cougar.
Yeah.
Well done,
yeah.
Ellie. Ellie, without you, I'd there have you go, no guys. Idea. I'd still think she was with Andy. But anyway, we appreciate your time once again, Ellie.
Dog. Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too. There is the great Ellie Wicks. Brett Finch, he's entered the building. He'll be up very, very shortly. And the IMAR quiz, not too far away. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. You can have your say on the text line, 0457 736 736.